You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's, I guess, little mini episode. Don't worry, we will be having a full episode that comes out tomorrow. Just wanted to come on here and say that we will be having a Take a Bow Friday. And I also wanted to let y'all know a little bit about what's going on. So obviously missed last week's episode. There were a multitude of reasons for that. And thank you for those of you who follow our social media who kept up on that. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of that midterm season for me right before spring break. So that's going on. And then, you know, we got the unfortunate news. I don't know, for those of you who are following me or following, you know, Broadway world or whatever it may be, my high school, the Professional Performing Arts School, announced significant budget cuts that would threatening, but that could lead, I guess, to dismantling a whole set of arts programs. And for me, I don't even know if I would be in college if it wasn't for that school. Like, I feel like I still may have had to be in seventh, eighth grade if it wasn't for that school. That school is so pivotal, and it's so important for everyone in the working community here in the theater community in New York City. The amount of kids and alumni and everything that is involved in the PPAS community is so significant. And so I'm currently working on a very large fundraiser, kind of spearheading it and making sure that, you know, we raise enough money for the school to be able to afford these programs and, you know, continue to bring everyone. It is a public school, this free education of the arts and providing the next wave of theater performers. And, you know, I don't take this lightly because I'm indebted to this school for so many reasons. But one being that, like, I literally wouldn't be in college without this school. I wouldn't have been able to finish any of my grades if it wasn't for this school. And also, of course, everything that I learned about being a performer and the professionality of it all, how to approach a scene, an audition, whatever it may be. And in talking to alumni in the past couple of days, you know, about what I'm working on, everyone is in the same boat, especially the ones that were working at the time. I mean, that's literally why this school is there. Obviously, like a school like LaGuardia, there's a lot of performing arts schools in New York, but schools like LaGuardia don't allow you to work. And that's why you hear a bunch of kids on Broadway go to PPAS and not LaGuardia, because it's much harder to they don't have that sort of flexibility that PPAS offers and allows. So it's so important to me, and this is literally one, if not the only, resource for kids that are working on Broadway to be set up to succeed and not be set up to fail or fall behind. So this school is super important to me, and we're currently working on something very massive, and creating sort of a fundraiser and a week of kind of tribute to all the alumni, but also great performers and a lot of former Take a Bow guests. God bless them all. You know, raise money and perform, and it would all be in the form of art, and so that's really what's going on. So my hours have been limited lately. I've been contacting people for something completely different than the podcast, and it's just been craziness. But I hope you all know that with this fundraiser, we are going to be creating so much content with it. And I will be doing some really, really cool things with Take a Bow. I mean, I'll be putting the time and effort and leading the way with this event, but it'll also be like a Take a Bow sort of thing, especially in terms of promotion. So you will be hearing me talk about it a lot. But literally, I mean, no amount is too small, and every little bit goes a long way. So I know that, you know, we could do something really special in order to save this program, because unfortunately the seventh graders are no longer going to be getting arts education this for the remainder of the year. So just extremely disheartening. And, you know, I hope that there's something that we can do, and there is, and hopefully we get the support that, you know, we hope and desire and wish for. So stay tuned. It's going to be super exciting. And there, and with that comes super exciting content with Take a Bow. So follow along. We will be having a full episode tomorrow, Friday, March 15th, with, I believe, a PPAS alumni. I want to say she is, but one of the kids on Broadway right now, she's been in multiple Broadway shows, 3 or 4. Yeah, we're gonna have a great chat, and we're doing it in person, which just makes it so much better. And it's happening today, and it'll release tomorrow. So stay tuned, and thank you all for understanding as always. All right. Bye, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.